Welcome to the first, I guess, postseason episode of Gunslingers. I'm one of your hosts, Brennan Byrne, here with A.R. Boyd.
Howdy, how we doing today?
Pretty good.
We've got to be doing good.
Fun end of the season for both of us.
Oh, perfect end of the season for me. Yes, you just came up just a little shy of a perfect ending season.
Just a little shy of perfect, yeah.
But still a great way to go out. You send the Packers home, they don't go to the playoffs, and it looks like Aaron Rodgers' career in Green Bay might be done.
And the biggest part, I mean, it would be awesome to retire Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
But for me personally, the game started off with me cursing Jared Goff pretty much every throw.
Mm-hmm.
He just kept missing. But then eventually he got it together, made some big throws, made maybe the best throw of his career to, I think it was Khalif Raymond. They ended up being down on the 1 yard line and ends up winning a game in the cold, which I did not think he was going to be able to do.
Yeah, California boy shows
a little bit more faith in him going forward, I have to say.
Yeah, it took him a little while to get used to throwing with two gloves on, because I saw he had the two gloves because it was a little bit rainy out there, and I think that's was throwing his ball speed off and
little baby
the spirals.
Hands,
yeah. Don't like it when quarterbacks wear two gloves,
me
but
either.
He figured it out during the game and he got it done. And yeah, my favorite part, you sent Aaron Rodgers packing and the Packers aren't in the playoffs. Love it.
And then your boy, Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith. Show us why he's the greatest Bears coach in history, an all-time Bear, all-time Chicago guy. He gets us the number one pick. Perfect ending for the season for Bears fans. You can't be more excited. Justin Fields has shown that he can do it. We got the most cap space going into the offseason, going to make some moves, going to get some talent around Justin Fields, and it's time for the Bears to ascend. And if they don't, the franchise is just destined for
It is one of those years that is, it's going to tell you a lot about how things are going to go in the future.
Yep. If Ryan Poles can do it, he's the guy. If they don't and he starts making questionable moves, or he even thinks about trading Justin Fields, he's gone. No one's going to like him.
I have seen people speculate that they could possibly get a quarterback. Could possibly.
I think they're just throwing it out there to hype up that number one pick to get these quarterbacks, Bryce Young and CJ Stroud, a little more, I don't know, attention, or have teams come up, because there's no way you can actually trade Justin Fields if you're the Bears. You've never had a quarterback this good or with this much promise in your whole franchise existence, and the fans would riot. The fans would tear down Chicago.
He does have superstar potential, and you can't say that about any Bears quarterback in the past.
Never,
Even though I love Jay Cutler.
I love Jay Cutler. He had superstar potential for like the first year he was there, just because he was a gunslinger.
Yeah.
He could launch the thing down the field, but that turned out not to be superstar potential in Chicago. But yeah, super exciting for the Bears, exciting for Detroit. They're on the up and up. They're going into next season with pretty much all the momentum you can have. It sucks you don't make the playoffs because Seahawks get it done in OT, which I thought they were going to lose. The doink.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Baker throws that interception, a couple interceptions. He had that one where he just launched it in the sky. Like, he was throwing pop flies to the outfielders. Like, I don't understand why he put so much trajectory on that ball. I don't know. They should have lost. Rams should have won. Detroit should be in the playoffs, but
that, I'm just sad that the world was robbed of the Lions offense versus the 49ers defense.
That would have been fantastic.
Incredible to watch. I think ultimately the Lions probably would have lost. But I don't know.
Probably.
It would have been fun to see.
It would have been fun. I think they would put up a better fight than the Seahawks are going to.
Yeah.
And everyone's seen that game. We've seen it twice already. I'm sick of seeing. I mean, some of them are fun to get in the playoffs again, but some you're just like, all right, we've seen it. We know what's going to happen. There's not going to be.
Yeah, let's just fast forward through
this.
Yeah,
let's fast forward to it. Let's give it the Niners. I would have rather seen Niners, Packers, honestly, just to see the Packers get destroyed again by the Niners in the playoffs. But
yeah, that would have been nice, too.
It's nice to see them not make it, too.
Please let Aaron Rodgers retire. I would love to have retired him. I just really just keep thinking that over and over again. Just retire, please.
Yep.
Please.
The way he went out with Randall Cobb, he planned that up. You could obviously tell that. He was slowing down his walk. He wanted to get that ego filled on his way out. And, screw Aaron Rodgers.
It did definitely seem like he's either done with the Packers or retiring.
If I'm him, I don't come back to the Packers. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Bears fan. Like, that team it's not as good as it's been. You're not. It's not really a Super Bowl contending, and you have to work with a lot of young wide receivers, and he doesn't like to, even though their one, was it Watson?
Yeah.
His name? Yeah, Watson. He showed promise that he can be and probably will be a decent wide receiver, but he just doesn't like working with the young guys. He doesn't want to go through the time that it takes to build that chemistry.
I think it was Dobbs or Dubs. I never know how to say his name, but he
had two
horrible drops in that game.
Yeah, that's rough.
Oh,
that's
man.
Rough.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
As a quarterback, I couldn't imagine. I know I would be cursing if I was a quarterback and a wide receiver dropped a wide. I'd be like, you mother... Yeah,
I would be Tom Brady times a million on the sidelines.
Yeah, I would be so pissed off every time someone dropped one, but then I would throw so many interceptions, so it wouldn't matter. I guess we'll recap the past week as we kind of tipped in with the Detroit game because we had to, and the Texans and Bears. We got to touch on our teams first.
Oh, for sure.
Get the emotions out there, but we had the Chiefs and Raiders in a pretty much everyone knew the Chiefs were going to win this game for the most part. They lock up the one seed now. And you could see the Chiefs were getting bored out there because they did that little spin around circle pre-snap play, which should have been a touchdown but got called for a holding there by one of the players.
They
but
just do not respect the Raiders.
No, they don't like the Raiders. They don't respect them. They want nothing to do with the Raiders. They don't even want to be mentioned in the same breath as the Las Vegas Raiders.
Stidham did have a nice game.
He honestly, for the situation, he had to come in and play the 49ers and the Chiefs. Back-to-back weeks, not bad. He did not perform bad. He's proved he's a good backup quarterback. I don't know if he'll get the start next year because who knows what's going to go on the Raiders, but I'm guessing they're going to try to get a quarterback through the draft if they can trade up, which come along, trade up, give us Devontae Adams. And if you want to, you can give us Max Crosby.
Yeah, go get the 5'9 Bryce Young. Why not?
Yeah, go get Bryce Young, give us Max Crosby or Devontae Adams, and we'll be fine, and give us your second-round pick.
Oh, if you guys get Max Crosby, I'm going to be sick.
Have you taken the two best
please no.
DN
please
from the Raiders?
No. Oh, I do not want him in the division.
Oh, I would love him in the division. Eastern Michigan boy. Yeah, I would love that. So, yeah, Chiefs looking good going into the playoffs. They got home field. Mahomes doesn't have to play a road playoff game again for another year. And, yep, Chiefs are the Chiefs. Mahomes is Mahomes. In the Saturday night game, we had the Jags and Titans, which was a closely played game. I'm not going to say it was a great game
because
it was kind of disgusting, but Jaguars won. They're in the playoffs. Trevor Lawrence, the first quarterback to make it to the playoffs with his team out of that QB class. Props to the Jags and Doug Peterson.
They saved us from having to watch the Titans again. I really appreciate them for that. I'd so much rather watch the Jags in the playoffs than the Titans.
Yep.
They did scare me, though. I think that's Trevor Lawrence's worst game of the last 2 months.
It was
a little disappointing because I've been hyping him up the last like 2 months of talking about how good he's been.
That overthrow in the back of the end zone on that one was terrible.
He left at least 20 points on the board.
Oh, 100%. Yep. He was not accurate that game, but their defense stood up, I guess, even though the Titans' offense is not great in there, still with Dobbs at quarterback.
That game... I think he's very close, Lawrence, to being elite, but those missed throws are really what separates him from being mentioned with the Mahomes, the Burrows, the Allens, the Herberts. Mm-hmm. I put those guys all together.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think him getting the playoffs and him going to be able to get that one, at least one game of playoff experience and understand what playoffs like so you can kind of prepare regular season-wise and postseason-wise, I think that's going to be huge for him going into next season, and that'll just build his acceleration and growth even faster.
And another example of Urban Meyer being the worst coach in NFL history.
Yeah, not great. Not great, Urban Meyer. Yeah. Doug Peterson, your coach of the year from earlier in the year, he could win it.
Could be up there.
Could be up there. So Jags are looking good, and they're going to take on the Chargers in a rematch here in the postseason next week. Next game, we got the Falcons and the Buccaneers. And the Falcons won pretty easily. And I think we both said the Buccaneers were probably going to win, but I didn't watch this game, I'm going to be honest, and I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know how the Falcons won or why they wanted to win.
So it was tied, and they pulled Tom Brady.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think they couldn't change anything with seeding. But they weren't really doing great with Tom Brady in there. So last week I thought maybe they got something going with their offense. Doesn't seem to be the case. We'll see. Mm. I think I might pick them to beat the Cowboys, though. A little teaser for later, I guess.
Yeah, I will too.
But Ridder showed a little bit of promise at his first two touchdowns. Drake London is, I think, a bona fide stud. I can't wait to watch him next year.
He is pretty good. Yeah, Ridder went 19 for 30, 224 and two TDs.
Tyler Algier is good as well. They have some young talent. Well, they could be interesting next year. The passing game really never developed until this week. They kind of got it together. So we'll see if they can take this into next year, or if Ritter's even the quarterback next year, I guess.
Yeah, they could be up for that QB carousel in the offseason. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, this is Tom Brady's first season. He's under 500, and he's still in the playoffs, hosting a playoff game. So that says what that says about that division this year. There's just been awful. No team wanted to win that division, and even when you're in, you don't. I don't know. Yeah, I think, like you said, Buccaneers have a pretty favorable matchup next week against the Cowboys and could potentially upset them in that.
I should mention that Brady was pissed when he got benched, too. He was not happy because he knew that he was...
Yeah, he didn't want to finish under 500. Yeah. Yeah, that's a pride thing. And I would have been pissed, too, but you also got to understand the game means nothing, but... He's a competitor.
And you're nearly 50. Don't get hurt.
Don't get hurt
in this game.
100%. Next game, we had the Bills and Patriots. They returned two kickoffs for a touchdown. The first one was the first kickoff of the game. That pretty much speaks of what just happened this past week and how their luck and favors turning at the right moment. That was like a miracle. You don't see that too often, but you kind of see it more often than you think in sports. But it doesn't. You don't see it every day.
I don't know if you saw this, but that was the first kickoff return for a touchdown for the Bills in 3 years and 3 months.
Oh, my. I did not see that stat.
And, of course,
wow.
DeMar Hamlin wears number three. Like,
that's crazy. Okay,
one of those,
yeah.
Josh Allen said that he was just on the sideline saying, God is real. God is real.
Yeah.
Like, what the?
So the last time. Moments. Yeah, I remember something like that was when, this is baseball, when Jose Fernandez died for the Marlins, the pitcher.
Yeah.
Then D. Gordon, his best friend, came out the next game and hit. And he's a small speed guy. He doesn't hit many home runs. Comes out first swing of the game. He hits a home run. He cries around the bases for his buddy that they just lost. You love to see that game. It's not the same situation, but pretty much the same. And it's just. It's amazing to see stuff like that. Bills are Bills. They're my Super Bowl pick for the AFC. And, you know, you go into the postseason with that win.
They do have... eventually, injuries you feel like might catch up, but then the good teams kind of overcome that. So they probably will just continue to just march forward.
I would assume so. That's what I would guess. The Bills, until they run into the Bengals or, I would say, the Chiefs, they're not going to, I don't know, they're not going to be in any real threat, I don't think, to lose. But they're going to have to run into those teams. Then we had the Vikings-Bears. We touched on Bears lost. Fantastic. We had, oh my gosh, we had the worst quarterbacks in the league playing for us this week. And Nathan Peterman and, Tim Boyle?
Those guys cannot be on the roster next year.
Yeah, no, they're just a perfect quarterback. If you need a loss, you put them in. And that's what the Bears did. Congrats to the Vikings. You finished 13-4, and you're probably going to lose in the first round. Congrats.
That's a little teaser. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Vikings are frauds. They're not good. 13-4, good season, good regular season. It's not going to amount to anything.
They did end up. Are they still negative? They still are a negative point differential, right?
I'm not sure. They might have surpassed it by maybe one.
I'm trying to pull that up right now. I think they are still negative point differential.
Either way.
-3 still.
-3. Okay, so yeah.
The Detroit Lions, by the way, +26.
There we go. What is the Bears? -12?
Negative
20? 200?
Oh, no.
-250.
-137.
Love it. That's why we have the number one pick.
That's
Thank
actually
you,
the, yeah, that is the worst.
Worst in the league?
By 6 points. So hey. The Texans were 131.
Heck yeah. So we deserve to that number one pick. We don't have any haters. We're not frauds. We're number one pick material. And the stats prove. If you trust those stats, Vikings, it's not looking good for you. Next one, we had the Bengals-Ravens. This game was, the AFC North was pretty much decided with them not rescheduling that game. So this just cemented that the Bengals, are the AFC North champs 2 years in a row and that both these teams will be meeting in the playoffs next week.
Yeah, they didn't. The Bengals didn't need this game to be champs, but they did need this game to guarantee home field advantage. It was such a weird situation.
Oh, yeah, the coin flip.
But they did get that home game.
They did. Yeah, the Ravens didn't really show anything because they pretty much knew, hey, Lamar's still not back. Even our backup's hurt. We're just going to throw a team out there to get through this game, then we'll see you next week. And hopefully, I don't know what's going on with Lamar. Hopefully he's back just for a watching sake to make this a watchable game because Baltimore's offense without Lamar is terrible.
So he's trying to get paid. Do you think it would be better for him to play or to sit out?
Sit out.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to – not with him this late coming back in the season, I don't think they're going to be able to have a realistic Super Bowl run. So might as well sit out and prove how much you mean to that team and watch him just put up barely any points.
I did have this same argument made. I just think him missing games in general is not going to help him get the guaranteed money he wants. But if he comes in rusty off not playing a month and plays like crap, it's not going to help him either. So
No, I think he's one that will come back rusty. I feel like he just needs gameplay, more reps. That's how he gets in his throwing motion. But yeah, he can come out and run it as long as his knee's fine and he'll be good. But to get in a throwing quarterback motion, he's one of those ones that it takes him a couple reps, a couple games to get back into it. So yeah, Bengals Ravens next week in Cincinnati again. Then we had the Texans and Colts, which we touched on. The Texans, thank you, Lovie Smith.
Oh man, what a game.
You did it for the Bears. Yeah, there was no reason for you guys to win this game. Shouldn't even when you scored that touchdown, shouldn't have gone for two. But hey, you're a competitor, and you win the game. And the Colts, yeah, the Colts are terrible. Bad team. Jeff Saturday's not going to come back as the coach. If he does, I think someone needs to put Ursay in a hospital for his mental evaluations. But yeah, not much else to say. These are just two bad teams going at it. And thank you, Houston Texans. I love you.
To win the game, you don't really want to win. I mean, players always want to win.
That's true. And, yeah, Davis Mills was kind of playing for his future a little bit.
But as fans and your ownership group, you don't want to win that.
Not at all.
And win it on a 4th-and-20. It's just
And you have to go to two for win it. Go for two to win it.
Oh, yeah,
it
and
well.
Going for two. I forgot they went for two to win it. Yeah. And just,
It was fantastic. It shouldn't have played out that way, but thank you, Lovie Smith. You're an amazing guy, and we should build a statue of you in Chicago.
They got to get him on the Ring of Honor. I don't know what you guys do over there, but he's got to make sure he's there.
He's got to be up on the stadium somewhere, 100%. He deserves it, especially if this offseason starts a nice building thing for the Bears. Then we had the Jets and the Dolphins, low-scoring, ugly game, battle of third-string quarterbacks for the most part. Just kidding. Joe Flacco's the second string. Zach Wilson's the third string who doesn't dress. But yeah, 11-6, Dolphins. Do you have anything to say? This is an ugly game.
I was rooting really hard for the Jets because I wanted the Steelers to sneak in. Like I don't really mess with the Steelers, really. I don't really like Steelers fans. But all year I've been talking trash to my friend saying that Mike Tomlin was going to find a way to get in the playoffs. So I really wanted him to sneak in.
I count this as a playoff berth for Pittsburgh. They look better. Miami just... I don't know.
If Tua plays, they will be more fun to watch than the Steelers. I'll say that, but I don't know.
I don't think he should play for his own sake.
Maybe ever again.
Maybe ever.
Maybe.
We touched on it a little bit last week, but yeah, he's just not in a good spot. His future looks a little concerning. And yeah, what, Skylar Thompson? Yeah, he's not going to win you a playoff game. Their defense stepped up. It was against the Jets, though, but once you go next week to the Bills... Skylar Thompson.
In Buffalo.
In the cold weather.
Yeah.
Skylar Thompson's not going to win you that game.
Not looking good for them.
No. Then we had the Panthers and Saints in a totally meaningless game, and the Panthers won 10-7. Once again, I did not watch a second of this game. There was nothing to watch about it, and I proved to be right with a 10-7 finish.
I'm wondering if... What is their coach? Steve Wilkes?
Yeah, Steve Wilkes.
I'm wondering if he manages to keep the job now.
I would give them the job. They finished 7-10. I mean, they had the choke last week, which could have got them in the playoffs. But, you know, the team plays hard. I don't know what you do with Sam Darnold. I'm sure you're in the quarterback. You want a different quarterback. You don't want Sam Darnold. But, yeah, you know, there's
down the
upside.
Stretch, he did look better than he's ever looked. That's not saying much. But
no, that's not saying much. He did not look good this game. But other than this game, he has looked much better when he got thrown in there the second time to start, I believe. But, yeah, Saints, I don't know. Saints, you got Chris Olave. He's a good rookie wide receiver. Yeah. You still got Kamara. I would probably try to trade him.
Maybe you can convince Sean Payton this coach for you guys again. Maybe.
Maybe if you clear the quarterback room.
And then it looks like if he doesn't, the Broncos might give you a first-round pick. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah, you just got to play it out. Those teams are kind of both – they're not terrible teams, but they're not – I don't see them getting great anytime soon and competing for a Super Bowl. So they're kind of like the middle-of-the-road teams where, I don't know, it just depends what they do, really.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers ends up in New Orleans. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. That would be good. They have a great defense.
Nice weapons, good defense.
You can play in a dome the whole year.
Yeah.
Or nice weather. Yeah. I could see that. Or
I don't know how that would work with cap and everything, so I'm just talking out of my ass right now. But that is one of those teams, if you place a quarterback like Rodgers, that something could happen.
Yeah, they would automatically win the division next year. But then we had the Steelers and Browns. Steelers, Mike Tomlin has not finished under 500 for his career, and he continues that streak. They went 9-8. They pretty much handled the Browns throughout this game.
Yeah.
I mean, the final score is 28-14, so I guess it kind of looks like the Browns put up a fight a little bit, but not really. Their offense just doesn't sustain good drives back-to-back-to-back.
And then today, defensive coordinator for the Browns, Joe Woods, gets fired. Not a surprise at all.
Mm.
Maybe it should have happened in season.
Yeah, in season. Probably, because they had a lot of good – you got good names on defense, yeah. And it just didn't play out. Then you had the Davion Clowney thing last week where he got told a Cleveland reporter where he's 95% sure he's not coming back, so they kind of just sent him home for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be back for you next year. I don't know if that changes a huge amount. He hasn't really done too much. He pretty much just made his name on the Michigan tackle.
Jesus. Yeah, that really, he's been living on that for a while.
Yeah, that's pretty much his.
That guy was so small, too. That's the worst part of it. Like, he was the smallest player on the team. I can't believe you brought that up.
Yeah,
I haven't thought about that in years.
It's just, you think about that play, though, you can clearly, every person that's ever seen that can clearly see that hit in their head.
It was a great hit. Sure.
Yep, it was a great hit, but yeah, he definitely made his name on that, just like OBJ made his name on the one-handed catch.
The Browns were also a very healthy team this year, so for them to
it's weird.
Underperform the way they did is...
Yeah, I would point that towards coaching.
Yeah, I don't want to do that because I've kind of hitched my wagon to Kevin Stefanski, but you're right. There's something's going on there.
There's not going to be any changes, I don't think, for the Browns this offseason. It would make sense to give that whole coaching staff, except for the defensive coordinator, a chance with a full year of Deshaun Watson and see what they can do. But they gotta use their running backs more. That's been a complaint I've seen online this whole year. You're not using – you pretty much have two Pro Bowl running backs. They're both great. If they went to any other team, they'd be Pro Bowlers this year. Use them. Use them 90% of the time.
Yeah. Or even if you don't, you think you're going to run the tread off Nick Chubb, you have Kareem Hunt. So
both
rotate them in and out. Just run. Just
run the ball. But yeah. There was that. Then we had the Broncos and Chargers. Which, this is news to me. I did not see the end score of this game. I thought the Chargers won, but the Broncos ended up winning 31-28. So that shows how prepared I was for this game.
This game ended up being meaningless, and the Chargers still kept starters in, ended up losing Mike Williams. I don't know what ended up coming of that, but he was carted off.
That's not good.
Why
would they play starters in this game? You're already in the playoffs. You can't move your spot.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
It's against the Broncos, who have a pretty good defense, and they hit hard, so I don't... I'm not a coach, you know? I'm not a coach. Maybe I should be, but I'm not.
Well, Brandon Staley did make a statement saying something like...
I'm an idiot.
We only have 48 players to choose from, which I didn't understand, because it's 53-man roster. And then now with practice squad rules, you can call players up there too. Like, there's definitely ways you could have sat starters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the next game we'll talk about did, and they don't even have as good as players as the Chargers. So, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and that game is the Eagles and Giants, and we did see the Giants sit a lot of their players.
They basically, their top three wide receivers, they were running two tight end sets to have three wide receivers sit.
Is that Saquon, correct?
Yes.
I thought I saw that. Yes. Saquon.
Danny Dimes didn't play either.
Yep. So they were pretty much rolling out a practice squad against the Eagles, and they put up a fight, 22-16. That's the Eagles started their starters.
Sign.
Yeah.
Bad sign for the Eagles.
Bad sign. You're lucky. You get a little more healthy with the break. You earned yourself the one spot this week with an ugly win over the Giants, but it's a win, and you needed the one seed. Get a week to get healthy, and you got to have people coming to Philly, which always helps you. The next game, we got the 49ers and the Cardinals, and the 49ers just dominated the Cardinals. This pretty much wraps up the Cardinals' whole season. They've just been terrible. I just want to say congrats on the retirement to J.J. Watt. He's been awesome to watch over his years, and I wish him luck in whatever he does next.
We kind of talked about it last week, but I want to ask you, where does peak J.J. Watt rank? Maybe we did talk about this last week. I don't remember.
I would say top five defensive player at least. Because he was just a game disruptor. Yeah. He did everything. Anything you can do on the defensive line or from a pass rusher perspective, he did it, and he did it more.
And he did it different than we'd ever seen.
Yeah, he was like the master of batting balls down. He just lined up anywhere on the line. They threw him in on offense to catch passes every once in a while for that couple seasons in Houston, which was pretty cool. But, yeah, he could just – The motor, I would say that the Watt brothers have, they're high motor guys, and they are out there to compete every single snap, and I respect it. They're great players, and JJ, fantastic. Hall of Famer, top five defensive player.
For sure.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I will never forget those Saturday afternoon playoff games, Texans versus whoever, a couple of games versus the Bengals, where he just dominated the Bengals.
He just annihilated. He was on a different level. When he wanted to, he would just get in that zone, and no one's going to block him. You could throw any lineman. It just wasn't going to happen. Yeah, so respect to him. 49ers looking great rolling in. Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah, they're a wagon.
Brock Purdy, I think, just earned himself the starter spot for next year, depending on this first playoff game. If he chokes in the playoffs, then the Trey Lance might have a shot. But right now, I think it's going to be the Brock Purdy Niners going into 2023 after these playoffs.
Got to be the biggest surprise of the year. I mean, 100%. I don't think there's anything even close.
No, Mr. Irrelevant going and looking good and taking his team, which I would presume I have now as the NFC favorites. And I'm guessing that's where most of the people have shifted from the Eagles to the 49ers.
Their defense is just out of this world.
Yeah, defense out of this world. They got potential defensive player of the year and Nick Bosa. They're looking good. They're clicking at the right time.
Debo's back. Elijah Mitchell's back. They're getting healthy.
That's their whole run game right there. The run game's back pretty much. Yep. Then Debo's a wide receiver, but he's more explosive in the run game.
George Kittle started the year looking like, wow, is he ever going to be the same guy? And then now he's
they just
touchdown
didn't use
after
him.
Touchdown
yeah.
after touchdown.
Brock Purdy loves George Kittle, and that's awesome to have. You're a young quarterback, and you have an amazing tight end. That's just a connection that's not going to go away. That's fantastic. Then the next game we touched on a little bit, the Seahawks and the Rams. It looked like the Seahawks were going to lose. They had the doink to win it in regulation. The Rams defense stepped up. Jalen Ramsey even had two interceptions. And if Jalen Ramsey has a two interception game, they usually win that game. But, you know, Seahawks found a way. The Rams could not stop Kenneth Walker when they needed to. Kenneth Walker just pretty much ran for whatever yardage he wanted in the late fourth quarter and overtime to get him set up for those field goal tries. And
He's a stud.
Geno Smith didn't, I mean, he turned the ball over, yes. He didn't play terrible. But, yeah, I don't know. It sucks. I think everyone wanted to see Detroit in the playoffs. Then Baker Mayfield had to ruin it with his passes and him being a player in general.
He then made a statement after the game saying he knows that he's a starting caliber quarterback in the NFL. I'm like, oh, this guy just is not going to go away.
He doesn't get it.
he doesn't get it. He's just never going to shut up.
No one wants to see him anymore.
He's
you had your
keep
moment.
Crying about whatever. They're counting me out. Well, it's because you're not very good.
It's because you're not good. Get over it. He's just everyone loving him. Everyone loved him in Oklahoma. Everyone loved him the first couple of years in Cleveland. Now he's no one likes him. Everyone realizes he's just all mouth. But, yeah, that one interception where he just – like, he was just throwing pop flies to the outfield. That one was terrible. Just
you have a guy open by, like, 10 yards and
direct,
ends up in an interception.
Direct angle straight towards the sun. And Quandre Diggs just comes over pretty much pop fly. Hey, thanks. Then he tossed it towards Bobby Wagner, which I did love. Because it's like, hey, Wagner, you left to join the Super Bowl champs that aren't even making the playoffs.
Yep,
and we're making the playoffs.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, that was, once again, not really a great game, but it was close and a little chaos there. Just not the outcome anyone wanted.
Yeah. Oh, should mention Geno Smith now has the record for most passing yards in Seahawks single season. It did take an extra game. It did. But, I mean, it's just...
That's sad.
It's... That's sad. Every turn you see stuff about it.
That's sad.
Little something towards Russ.
Yeah, especially because Russell Wilson... I still think he's going to make the Hall of Fame. Russell Wilson is still a Hall of Fame quarterback. That could change if he plays like five more years and he continues to have these seasons. But, yeah, it's not a good look for Russ. That's not good. Sorry, Russ. We had the Commanders and Cowboys, which, oh my God, the Commanders won by 20 when the Cowboys were actually trying to win this game for at least part of it. Their offense looked like garbage. Dak Prescott, no.
Defense not great. I didn't pay attention to this game, but I did see a lot of people saying Sam Howell looked good, so maybe they have something. I don't know.
Hey, man, those North Carolina quarterbacks, they're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky and Sam Howell, who wouldn't want those two?
Maybe Drake May, maybe, coming up.
Hey, Drake May, actually, no jokes aside, he looked good this year. But, yeah, Commanders, congrats. You're probably mad you don't get in the playoffs, but I don't know what you do. I don't know if you keep Rivera. Do you keep Rivera?
I think they might just because they're trying to sell the team.
True.
But otherwise, I would ship them out of town.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you do. You definitely need a quarterback.
Yeah.
You have a solid defense. Not great. They have their games here and there, but solid. You got good wide receivers.
Yeah, I'd say borderline great wide receivers.
Yeah, great wide receivers. You got two good running backs. You got Brian Robinson, power back. Then you got
Antonio Gibson,
change of pace back. So you got a good foundation. You just, obviously, it's the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Just like every team, quarterback position, you can't win without it nowadays. And... Yeah.
They don't have it.
They don't have it. They don't have it. Maybe Sam Howell, you know? Maybe Sam Howell. I would love to see it, but I don't think so. Then we'll touch on the Lions-Packers again. It's the last one. I'll just let you.
I have a ton of stats.
Yeah, I'll let you talk.
I have a ton of stats to go through. First of all, Jamal Williams broke two Barry Sanders records.
Bam, bam.
The first most rushing touchdowns in a season, 17 for a Detroit Lion. And he also had six multi-rushing touchdown games.
I asked you about this, but
Barry Sanders record.
But we're happy about this, right? You're happy about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it was DeAndre Swift, I might not have been as happy. Actually, I'd like him to be good. But there's something about Jamal Williams where he's just a really lovable guy.
He is a good dude.
And has, as much as I love Barry Sanders, I watch his highlight tape all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Off the field, he had no personality.
No, he's a very dull guy. Yeah, very dull. That's why he's never really got a TV gig.
Yep.
I mean, he's been on TV, they show him, but yeah, dull guy.
Yep. Jamal Williams, not that. He's not at all most guy. Entertaining guy in the NFL, maybe.
He's an athletic nerd.
I like that he did. Alex Anzalone, who I can't believe has played himself into another contract probably.
Yeah.
First player to produce at least 120 tackles and 7 tackles per loss since DeAndre Levy in 2014.
He was flying around this year.
And in 2014, I would have told you DeAndre Levy was a top 3 linebacker in the NFL. So.
Haven't heard of him since.
Nope, he got hurt and then retired.
As it happens with some guys.
That's typically how it goes with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Amon-Ra St. Brown finished his second season with 196 career receptions.
There we go.
That ties Justin Jefferson and Michael Thomas for the most receptions through an NFL's player's first two career seasons.
That's awesome.
I mean, I've got more. I'm going to keep going. Rolling, I'm going to keep going.
This is the best Lions season in almost like a decade.
Jared Goff finished the season by throwing 324 straight passes without an interception.
Yup, franchise, give him $250 million.
Fifth longest streak in NFL history.
Yup.
Didn't throw an interception in the last 9 starts of the year, franchise record.
He is him.
Kirby Joseph had his 4th interception of the season against the Packers. NFL's first rookie safety since Reggie Nelson in 2007 to have 4 interceptions and 2 forced fumbles in a rookie season.
How many against Aaron Rodgers?
3.
Yes, sir.
And could have been 5.
Should have been 5.
Aiden Hutchinson, first player in the NFL this year to have 4 sacks and 4 turnovers created.
And I just want to point out, he was a complete game changer that whole game. That kid hustles more than anything, and I love to watch him play.
As good as he was, I was waiting for him to have a like true takeover type of game. And in that first half,
the game. That was all him.
And then just go through the players that have in the Lions history that have led the NFL in rushing touchdowns.
Let's do it.
First was Dutch Clark in 1934.
Of course, he doesn't remember old Clark.
Everybody knows Dutch Clark. Ernie Cadell in 1935, then Dutch Clark in 36 and 37.
Dutch ovened him again.
Billy Sims in 1980. Billy Sims is the reason I really wanted to bring this up. So the number 20 is retired by the Lions, and of course everybody thinks Barry Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also retired for Billy Sims, who was one of the best running backs in the NFL before he had a catastrophic knee injury and then was forced to retire, and Lim Barney, who's a Hall of Fame defensive back.
Fantastic
people
name.
People don't always give credit to the Barry Sanders for having the 20 retired, but it's actually three players. That's really the reason I wanted to bring this up. Also Barry Sanders in 1991, and then, of course, Jamal Williams this year.
It's a good list. It's a good list. I only know two of them, but it's a good list of running backs. It's taken them a little bit while to bring it back, but, hey, I can say it confidently. I'm not a Lions fan, but I think the Lions are back.
I hope so.
I don't know back from when. I'd have to do some math. But
take us
back
to the 1950s. If we're back to the 1950s Detroit Lions, we are in business.
We are in the 50s now, folks. 2023 is the year of the 50 Lions.
I'm not sure. I think a lot of people would not be happy to hear that we're back in the 1950s.
Nope, yeah. Just speaking towards Detroit Lions football
just
performance.
Just for them specifically.
Football performance-wise, nothing else. No off-the-field stuff. We're in it.
I also had stats about Jack Fox, the punter, but I'm going to spare everybody punting stats.
No, do it. Just say throw all the Lions stats at us. This is your last time this year.
He's just the greatest punter of all time.
Of all time. Better than Sebastian Janikowski.
So he had his 175th punt. He owns the NFL's best gross at 49 and net yards at 42.9 yards.
Okay.
He owns those records for an NFL player's first 25 punts, 50 punts, 75 punts, 100 punts, 125 punts, and 150 punts. So it's basically every time he hits a milestone, he's just the number one guy.
All right, Jack Fox, you are legend. The punter of the NFL.
And a good punter can really change a game.
100%, yeah. You flip field position. I mean, Johnny Hecker used to do it for the Rams all the time. But yeah, good punter. Good special teams is overlooked a lot.
One third of the game, they say.
They do say that. They do say that. All right, we're going to go through. Let's take season's over, regular season's over, before we get into our little postseason breakdown preview for the week, first week of the NFL playoffs. We're going to go through some of our award winners that we picked and who we now think are actually going to win it. And I'll let you start it off.
There's some of these I don't want to say.
Same.
Do you want me to just go through every award, or do you want to go one at a time?
It's up to you. I'll follow your lead.
Let's just do one at a time and then talk about them. Offensive Rookie of the Year, I had George Pickens as my preseason pick. Don't think that's going to happen. Maybe not to any fault of his own, though.
Just didn't get the touches.
I would say, I'm going to say Kenneth Walker is going to win it. I really have no idea who's going to actually win it, but I would give it to him.
I also have changed. Beginning of the year, I said Damian Pierce, so I did a little underdog. Texans
would have
running
been
back.
Good.
Yeah, but he got hurt, yeah. I think, and ended his season. But I also do believe, I don't know, there just hasn't really been, like, you always think every season there's like a huge standout guy, mm-hmm. or there's like two, like we get the Justin Jefferson whenever, Ja'Marr Chase last year,
yep.
Justin Herbert. But yeah, this year it's just, no one's really stood out. The only one that's truly stood out for me, like you said, is Kenneth Walker. Like, he is truly a game changer. And without him, Seahawks wouldn't be in the playoffs. There's no way. Just even based on last game, they wouldn't have made it. So I'm going Kenneth Walker.
You think back to the Seahawks when they lost Rashad Penny,
mm-hmm.
and kind of think,
that was like the best thing for them.
Oh, they might be in a bad spot here, and then Kenneth Walker ends up being better.
Yeah, Kenneth Walker. If you just watched him at Michigan State, you knew he was going to be pretty good. But
he was a stud.
Kenneth Walker, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Defensive Rookie of the Year, I picked Aiden Hutchinson. I'm going to say he's going to win it.
I'm going to say, the late season push definitely helps him. I picked Sauce Gardner, and just because that's still a high possibility, I think it's between about three players right now, I'm going to keep it with Sauce. But I agree. If I had to lean towards it where the votes are going to go, I think Hutchinson's probably going to get it just because he came on stronger this last half of the season. But, yeah, it's between, what do you say, him, Sauce, and Tyreek Woolen.
Yeah, it'd have to be those. I think midseason we did this, and I I think I switched to Sauce or Tariq Woolen, but I think Aiden pulled
back. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he performed better towards the end. The only reason I'd give it a slight edge to Woolen over those other guys, but this is of no fault of Hutchinson's. Just they made the playoffs, and not many people threw his way.
And I think that could matter for voters.
It could, indeed. All right, and yeah, so I had Sauce, and I'm sticking with Sauce. What's the next one up?
Comeback player of the year, I had Christian McCaffrey. I can't think of anybody else who it would be.
I would 100%. If he actually qualifies for it, then yeah, he should win it 100%. I had Michael Thomas. He did not come back. He stayed wherever he is. He came back for like a game and a half, and he said, I'm good. I don't like this football thing anymore.
He just needs to retire?
Yes, he should retire, but he got that big contract, and he's gonna get a couple injuries, foot injuries throughout the year, so you don't have to play every game until that's up. But yeah, I'm gonna switch mine to Christian McCaffrey. I don't know who else. I didn't pay too attention to the comeback player or who's eligible for it. I mean, if you count Geno Smith, maybe him, but that's just coming back from sucking.
Well, that is the thing with the award, that he could qualify.
Could he? Is it not just injury?
It's pretty much anything. There was a year where Philip Rivers played like pretty much every game the previous year and then won it because he was just a little bit better than he was.
Really?
So it could be Geno.
But yeah, I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey because he actually came back from an injury last year and he's been phenomenal.
And I think people just love Christian McCaffrey.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Offensive player of the year, Justin Jefferson. I would keep Justin Jefferson.
I had Jonathan Taylor. That's the one I can remember. I picked Jonathan Taylor earlier in the year, but yeah, Justin Jefferson for sure better get it. He should get the MVP, but he's not going to.
I don't think we've talked about this. Do you think it's possible that Jonathan Taylor just is never the same?
I do think that happens a lot with running backs. But,
especially a guy like him, because he had almost 1,000 carries in college.
Yeah, he's had a lot of touches.
He's
got a lot of mileage. A lot of mileage. I hope not, because he is very.
He's fun to watch.
He's fun to watch. He's explosive, but it does seem to happen with that, especially with those Wisconsin running backs. I mean, Melvin Gordon he had those good years in San Diego, but he's kind of just.
Wisconsin likes to run them.
They like to run
them hard.
They like to run them.
Defensive player of the year, I picked Micah Parsons. He could still be in the discussion, but I think it'll be Nick Bosa.
I agree. I think it'll be Nick Bosa. I had Myles Garrett, which could still be in the discussion as well. He ended up having like 16 sacks, but Nick Bosa, I would say Nick Bosa or Max Crosby. Max Crosby's in every play. He just go, 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 and Nick Bosa, he's just phenomenal, and he leads the league in sacks this year with 18.5.
Max Crosby, I think he played like every defensive snap, so he might actually deserve it more than Bosa, but I just think Bosa will get the nod.
Yeah, a sleeper though, Matthew Judon. He was phenomenal for the Patriots this year.
And their defense was the only good part of that team.
Exactly. Their defense, and they had a couple special team returns. But he would be, a sleeper, but I would say it's probably going to go to Nick Bosa. He usually goes to the guy with the most sacks or interceptions. But, yeah, Nick Bosa is my pick now.
Coach of the year, I picked Doug Peterson.
Looking good. I made fun of you, but it's looking good.
Well, the main reason was just because I think the people who vote on this hate Urban Meyer, and for good reason.
You can't do worse than what
Urban
did.
And Doug Peterson would make them a competent team, and he did.
He did, took them to the playoffs.
I'm just going to say a homer pick. I think Dan Campbell should be the coach of the year, though.
I agree. I think it truly comes down to those two coaches. I would go Dan Campbell. I'm switching mine to Dan Campbell. Actually, no, I'm going to just stay on mine because mine still has a good shot. I pick Nick Sirianni of the Eagles.
He could be up there. Yeah, I think he's a dark horse. Brian Daboll, dark horse as well.
Yeah, Brian Daboll, yeah. I just think Sirianni probably won't get it just because his team all around is better than the other ones.
Yeah.
And they
have so much talent.
Yeah, they have so much talent, and they weren't like super terrible last year. So I'll stick with Nick Sirianni, though.
MVP, my preseason pick was Josh Allen. And I think it'll be Mahomes. Who was your preseason pick? Just remind me.
I mean, I don't know. It's been so long ago.
It
was some guy that was supposed to be really good. They were supposed to let him cook, and they let him cook, and he cooked hot dogs and wet noodles. It was Russell Wilson.
He did have a decent last 2 weeks.
Last 2 weeks when everyone's hated on him and his teammates had to come out and pretty much just stop him from not hating his life and crying and say, yeah, he's a good quarterback. He deserves his parking space and office, which I do agree with. Like, he should have an office there, right? Like, does no one else? Like,
yeah.
Everyone has an office at their place of work for the most part. Like, he's the top paying player.
Well, your quarterback, I mean, if
You want him to be there. So yeah. I don't understand why people had a problem with him having an office. Like, obviously, you're the quarterback, pretty much CEO of the team. Yeah. If you want to look at it like that, you're going to have an office.
And if you're... He's going to have these endorsements. I mean, he's a quarterback. Most of the quarterbacks, yeah, the quarterbacks do, especially the elite ones. They're going to have commercials and all that. They're going to have other outside business ventures. If he can conduct that business in the facility and then be, I'm right next to the film room. Like, that doesn't seem like
an issue. Yeah, it doesn't seem. The issue is his personality. Everyone thinks he's fake, and it's just his whole persona. It's very weird. I will give you that. I don't look too much at players off the field and how they are and stuff. I like watching their play. That's why I've been a Russell Wilson fan. But yeah, that was my MVP. That's not going to work out. He's going to stay with no MVP votes. And I'm also going Mahomes. I think it should be Justin Jefferson, but they're going to give it to a quarterback, and it's Mahomes.
Yeah, it's just always going to be a quarterback. Mm-hmm. They should just best quarterback award.
Honestly, for college too, like, it's getting to a point where it's a quarterback or nothing. And for these other guys, they really want to play. I mean, offensive player of the year is awesome, but it's not the same as MVP. It doesn't hold the same strength. And I do really think these position players deserve to be rightfully voted in and have a chance.
Because if he was ever going to be a wide receiver, it's Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, without
him.
Because
Kirk Cousins was not an MVP candidate.
They might be below 500 without Justin Jefferson, and that's saying a lot because he is a wide receiver. You don't think
he took over some games.
But yeah, he completely. I mean, just that Bills game alone, I'd give it to him. That was insane. But yeah, there's the updated. Oh, Super Bowl, I guess. I had Bills versus Rams.
Yeah, I also had Bills versus Rams and the Rams repeating.
You did have the Rams repeating.
They had the worst season of any Super Bowl champion.
Oh, is it official now, the worst?
I think they actually had the most losses by two games.
Nice.
So, hey, that's tough.
First the worst, literally. Yeah, I had Bills-Rams, but I had Bills winning. And I'm going to switch that to Bills and 49ers now.
I'm going to go...
Bills still winning.
I'm going to go Bengals 49ers. And the Bengals and 49ers have matched up twice in the Super Bowl previously with the Niners winning those two matchups. The Bengals are going to get right, and they're going to win it.
I hope the Bengals win it. I would love to see the Bengals win it. I love Joe Burrow. I love their team they got. But I don't know. I just think the Bills now are a team of destiny.
Part of that is, of course, I put $200 on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl.
That has nothing to play with it. Yeah, we're just being completely non-biased. Then we'll break down some of the playoff games. The wild card weekend we got here. I'll let you take over with the San Francisco Seattle game. What you looking for? How do you think it's gonna play out?
I think this is. I'm gonna pull up the spread here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a 10.5 point spread.
I could see that.
And
yes.
I would take San Francisco. To cover, I'm definitely taking them to win, without a doubt.
No rookie nerves for Brock Purdy in the playoffs? You think he does well in Shanahan's offense?
I just think it won't matter that much because I like Geno Smith, but I don't think he's much better than Brock Purdy, and I think San Francisco's defense is much better than Seattle.
Agreed.
So,
I agree.
I cannot picture them losing.
Yeah, I don't either. That would be... I want to say it would be a huge upset, but it would be a huge upset, I guess, even though they have the rookie, Mr. Irrelevant, at quarterback. I don't know. I think Brock Purdy is like the perfect quarterback for this system, or at least it seems like it so far. So, yeah, I think he'll keep it going. And like we said, I think he'll be in the Super Bowl. Next one up, we got the Saturday night game. Los Angeles Chargers and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And if you remember, the Jags destroyed the Chargers earlier this year. The Chargers did have a bit of injuries, and Justin Herbert's ribs were, like, broken.
I actually did forget that they played, so I'm glad you brought that up. I completely forgot that they played again.
Yeah, Jacksonville blew them out that game. But, yeah, like I said, Chargers were decimated with injuries, and Justin Herbert had, like, four working ribs.
This is a battle of two young, potentially superstar quarterback. I think Herbert is a superstar, and Trevor Lawrence could get there.
Two young gunslingers is what I'm going with. Battle of the young gunslingers is this game right here.
I'm
going
to take the Chargers.
Me too.
Mike
Williams' thing's a little iffy.
They're the better team. They should be, anyway.
They should be the better team. I agree.
Doug Peterson might be by far the better coach.
I was just going to say that. I think Jacksonville has the better coach, though, for sure. And Sean Payton is pissed that the Chargers got into the playoffs because he wanted to coach
Justin Herbert.
I would be too. Yeah. Like, dang, I get this dude who barely knows how to coach, and he's just lucky he has me. and we made it to the playoffs. But yeah, I'm going to go Chargers. I think it'll be a good game, close game, better than the first one on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to that one.
I do think Jacksonville, Duval County is going to be going crazy.
Just love the characters.
Nice home field advantage.
Love the characters they have in Jacksonville. Even last game on Saturday, they had that guy playing the national anthem that just had this.
He looked like he's definitely from Florida.
He's from Florida. He lays outside all day. He smokes a pack or two of cigarettes. He just jams on his freaking guitar out in his yard with his lazy boy out in the yard. A little plastic pool for
his feet. He's shredded
too. He's shredded. Respect. Respect. That is Jacksonville. You think of Jacksonville, or you even think of Florida, that guy comes in your head.
One of another in-division playoff matchup, Miami at Buffalo
to
kick off the Sunday slate.
This game, I don't know. It all depends if Tua's playing. If Tua's not playing, it's going to be an easy victory for Buffalo. If Tua plays, I still think it's going to be an easy victory for Buffalo.
Yeah.
But it'll be not as easy. I don't know. I just think Bills, with all that's happened, and especially last week, that crazy stuff, I think they're a team of destiny now, and I just think they're the overall better team than Miami, and it's in Buffalo.
Yeah, either way, I'm taking Buffalo, whether Tua plays or not. It being in Buffalo is, I just can't see Miami going up there and winning.
No, I can't either. Not this year. I think they do have a strong base for the future, and they will get better. It's just something about Miami you just don't, I don't know. You just don't expect them to go somewhere and win a playoff game. If they're winning a playoff game, it's got to be in Miami, I believe.
Yeah. They need to, next year, they need to find a way to not go on a, what was it, a six-game losing streak?
Six or seven-game losing streak.
And
after.
Manage to get a home game.
Yep, agreed. Then we have the Giants in Minnesota, which Minnesota beat them the first time, but they should not have. And the Giants just played a fully starter-going Eagle team that they almost beat with the second stringers. So I think it's going to be a good game. And I'm actually going to pick New York Giants to pull off the upset.
This is basically a coin flip for me. I think Minnesota, they have more talent.
Way more talent. And I think any team in the playoffs has more talent than the Giants.
Yes. But Brian Daboll has made something out of nothing.
Yep.
The Minnesota just, I think they win this game. I'm taking the Vikings to win this one, and I think they will, whoever they end up playing next week, they'll lose to them. But I think they're going to get one playoff win. They're going to make a believer out of some people, and then they're going to shit the bed.
I would love that too, but I don't know. I just think Minnesota's defense is so sketchy, and I think Dable can, he's a really good schemer, and he knows what plays to call, when to call him. And I just think Daniel Jones, best year he's played, I think they get it done. But I can also see what you said, Minnesota winning this one and just getting dominated the next round.
I think this is going to be Justin Jefferson, 150-plus yards, touchdown.
Yeah, they don't have anyone that's going to stop them. Yeah, it's got to be the Justin Jefferson show or they go home. Then another division game, the last one, our Sunday night. I'm surprised they put this for the Sunday night game because we've seen it two times already. But the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. We don't know about Lamar yet. It's, from what I've seen, it's not, I don't know, it's a 50-50 call. I don't even think the coaches know if he's going to play or the organization. And if he doesn't play, it's a very, very easy game for the Bengals.
Even if he does play, we kind of touched on it earlier, but even if he does play without playing for a month, I think the Bengals take it.
I do too.
I mean, obviously, I just said I think they're going to win the Super Bowl, so I'm taking them in this one, but
yeah, Bengals are looking good. They're coming on at the right time again like last year. It's very similar to last year. They did just have an offensive lineman or two get hurt. But other than that, I mean, their offense is dynamic and their defense is just crazy in the second half of games. And Trey Hendrickson really is, honestly, I mean, yes, you have Joe Burrow, you have Ja'Marr Chase, but he's honestly the MVP of that team almost the last 2 years. His defensive performance has really catapulted that team to making it to the Super Bowl last year and to having a good chance again, because yes, quarterback, obviously you want to have a quarterback, and they do in Joe Burrow, but having a good pass rusher, especially end of the season and playoffs, is like the number two thing you want.
They have really good players pretty much everywhere you want, except maybe the offensive line. Hendrickson, you mentioned, DJ Reader
line,
is one of the best interior defensive linemen.
Cornerbacks are a little iffy. You still got Eli Apple playing out there. You're not in great cornerback depth shape, but I mean, they overcame it last year.
Mike Hilton's a nice slot.
He is.
Jesse Bates had a rebound year. They get Jermaine Pratt and Logan Wilson is
that's a good.
Other than maybe Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano, the best linebacking duo.
Left in the playoffs, yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. I would agree. Yeah, they just play hard. They play hard. They come into every game like they're the underdogs, and people respect them like the Bengals, so they don't get much respect, and they know that, so they're going to come out and prove it again this year. And I think they have a great chance. I think they'll make it to the AFC conference game, but lose to the Bills.
Oh, we need that game.
We do.
It's going to be a weird experience.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about it.
The world
but
deserves that game.
Yeah, we need it.
That Monday night football game should have been one of the best games of the year.
Yep, I think we get it again. I think we get it. Then the last game on Monday night, we got the Dallas Cowboys, who have been playing terrible the last couple weeks. And then Tampa Bay Bucks, who have also just, I don't know.
Just all year been terrible.
Just all year been terrible. But Tom Brady never lost to Dallas, and I'm going to continue with that.
It's in Tampa on grass. I don't know what the exact splits are, but the Dallas defense on grass versus turf is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, they look much slower, and they just I don't know. They don't play the same. I don't know how. I mean, obviously, turf and grass is going to be a little bit different, but from what I've been seeing from these players this year, they should not be complaining this much about playing on turf. I mean, I'm not an athlete. I'm not a pro football player. You're not going to see me out there. I'll tear a fucking ACL on grass, countertop, turf. It doesn't matter. But I just don't see the huge difference between it. Maybe I'm dumb and ignorant. But, yeah, obviously Dallas needs turf.
Yeah, I don't. It's not something I understand either. I can't even pretend to.
No, you got people that go to college for this landscaping stuff, so that was not me.
I mean, this is a game that Dallas should win.
Should win, easily.
But
it's Dallas in the playoffs, and Dak Prescott has just looked shaky.
And if the Cowboys lose, Mike McCarthy get fired?
That's a good question. Probably, because if not, I think they really want their offensive coordinator as the head coach at some time, and I think he might.
Oh, Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore. I don't know if he's going to get. I'm sure he'll get a couple head coaching interviews, and I don't know if they want to lose him. I think they'd rather lose Mike McCarthy than just promote Kellen Moore.
And you might lose Dan Quinn.
Yes, because Broncos just today sent in a thing to request to interview him for their head coaching job, so we'll see what that plays out like.
So if you're already going to lose a coordinator,
your best one,
why not find, just get rid of the head coach? You're bringing in new coaches anyway, so.
I mean, you're not going to get anything new from Mike McCarthy. You know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
He's a good coach. I'm not putting that past him.
He gets
10, 11 wins almost every year he coaches, besides a couple down years he had in Green Bay. But, he's I don't think he's the coach that's going to get you to that Super Bowl that Jerry wants to see before he dies. And don't think you're going to see it, Jerry. I'm sorry. We said it, I think, last week, but you're not going to see that Super Bowl.
You shouldn't have made that prayer, Jerry. You shouldn't have made that prayer.
Nope. Some things stick. Even when you want them to then, you don't want them to now. But, yeah, that's playoff wild card weekend. Wild card playoff weekend. Let's word that correctly. Yeah, wild card playoff weekend. It's going to be a good one. It's always good. It's sad, though. NFL's almost gone. It's almost that time of year where it's just NBA basketball, which has gone way downhill the past few years, and we'll have hockey, though. I do like watching hockey, so it's not completely lost. We still got football for a couple more weeks, but it is getting more sad. More exciting and more sad at the same time.
Yeah, I really don't care about any of the other sports as much as football.
Me
not
either.
Not even close.
Not even close,
I have my
yeah.
teams, but apart
Me
from
too.
My teams, I don't really care about the other sports. In football, I will watch anybody play.
Yep, I mean, we do get the XFL. This
yeah,
year,
yeah.
I'm going to check that out for the first couple weeks.
Yeah, I might.
And I think we get the UFL. I think that starts in February. United Football League. I saw every time their commercials come on, and I've seen them a few times, I think it's just like a fake football ad, like for some random thing. I don't know what it is. It doesn't look real, but it's actually real. It's the United Football League.
Is the USFL still playing? Or are
that might be what it was. I might have messed it up. It might be the USFL. That might be what it's called.
So the I think listeners would know this, but shout out Tony Osmond, a local Kenton hero. He played at Michigan, and then he went on to play for, I think it was the New York Generals of the USFL.
Yeah, I think it is the USFL that it is now.
Shout out Tony Osmond, pro
there you
football
go.
Legend here in Kenton. Did we mention that Kingsbury was fired?
We did not, no. Yeah, Kingsbury was fired, finally. And the GM also stepped down, which was pretty much an obvious hand-in-hand thing you saw coming What do you think? What do you think the Cardinals? What are they going to do?
I have no idea. Hopefully, not hire Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I don't really know like the coaches that are out this year, so it's hard to predict who wants to go where. I know Sean Payton, but I think he's. I don't know if he'll come back this year. Or if he's going to wait for like the dream job he wants.
Does Eric Bieniemy ever get a job?
No, I don't think he does anything.
Yeah.
Like, none of his players really like him either. Like, you see him and Mahomes getting into it a lot. And if Matt Nagy got a freaking job as the offensive coordinator you haven't yet,
that's true.
Kind of proves you don't really do much, and it's all Andy Reid. I mean, Andy Reid gets all the credit for everything they do anyway.
Yeah, he does.
Like, all the offensive plays, everyone knows it's pretty much Andy Reid, and the enemy's there kind of just to hold his hand and just
help
officially, officially call send the plays in or something.
You need
but,
another coach when you're practicing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like Jeff Saturday hiring that guy to help him out with stuff and a personal assistant pretty much just to go get him coffee, and he ends up taking over as the interim coach. Yeah, I don't know what – I don't think the enemy's going to get a coaching job. Sad. I mean, I just don't – yeah. I don't know if that's sad or not. I mean, there's always a fuss about it on Twitter, online. Hey, he's not getting looked at because of this and that. It's like, no, I just don't think he does what everyone thinks he does in that offense.
Yeah. And then in interviews, they're like, oh, so you don't call plays? And he's like, no.
No,
like,
I just
okay,
look at
not
him.
Gonna hire you then.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be weird. San Francisco's defense coordinator will probably get a job. It feels like their D coordinators get a head coaching job every year, every 2 years.
And then Kyle Shanahan just finds another genius.
Yeah, just finds another genius. So that's kind of that thing.
D'Amico Ryans,
yep.
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm not sure. If you're looking for a coach out there, I think we're going to see some new coaches hired that we haven't seen before, which is good. I've been getting sick of seeing the same coaches just rehired again and just getting the same product on the team. But new blood in the NFL. Who knows? Sean McVay might be retiring.
I've heard Jim Caldwell's name thrown out there, by the way.
Nope, I wouldn't.
If he gets a job, I am going to be disgusted.
Yeah, that's nasty. No one wants that.
He can get you 9 wins. He might get you 10, but you're not going to do much other than that.
No, he's like a step down Mike McCarthy version. He'll get you like 1 or 2 less wins, and you're not going to do anything in the playoffs if you make it, though.
And be very boring.
Very boring of a team. The NFL's kind of switching away from the boring style of offense, which is nice to see. But did you mention earlier on this, or is it just when we were talking, Harbaugh might be?
Oh, yeah, I think that was off mic.
Yeah, Harbaugh might be looking to make a comeback to the NFL. I just don't see where is a good fit for him right now.
It seems like he's desperate to get back in.
I don't know why.
I am surprised. I thought he would want to win something at Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he beat Ohio State, so that's something.
If I'm him, I stick it out with Cade McNamara because that's the best quarterback Michigan's had in a long time.
J.J. McCarthy.
Sorry, yeah.
Cade's in Iowa.
Cade's the one that won it last year. J.J. McCarthy. That just shows how big of a college football and Big Ten fan I am.
And Blake Corum might end up coming back.
I would come back if that was him.
That would be huge.
I would come back.
But there are NCAA violations. And
that was dumb. I saw that.
The sandwich?
Yeah, he bought the kid a burger at like the burger den in Ann Arbor. That was crazy. Then he lied about it or something. I don't know. NCAA's dumb.
So Ward Manuel, Michigan athletic director. The last couple of years, he lost the best basketball coach in Michigan history, John Beilein. He went to the Cavs.
For like half season.
Got Juwan Howard, who might be okay. The basketball team sucks this year, though, so it's that's disappointing.
Mm.
Then best baseball coach in program history leaves. He goes, I don't remember, he went to some southern school. And now you could lose the best football coach since Lloyd Carr, maybe since Bo Schembechler. That's not a great look, Ward.
No, that's not a good look for the athletic programs. Still got a good track team.
Swimming's good. Gymnastics is pretty good.
I'm a track guy, and they got a good throws program over there.
Really? I did not know that.
They got some monsters over there. But, yeah, you know. Yeah, you want to keep – I say you want to keep Harbaugh for at least – I don't know.
Write him a blank check.
Yeah, I would – yeah. You took down his pay. Now bump it back up.
Did we mention – Joe Woods was fired, right?
Who?
Joe Woods, the Browns defensive coordinator.
Oh, yes, Joe Woods. Yeah, that's exactly who.
Dean Pease, Falcons defensive coordinator, retired, a local legend from Dunkirk, I believe.
Oh, there we go.
I still want to get him on the show.
Yeah, I didn't know that. We might have to do that. He's got time now.
I don't know how to get him a line, but we might have to figure that out and get him on the show now that he's got some free time.
Oh, yeah. Find his
email. If somebody's listening and they know how to get to DNPs, call WKTN. And,
Let us know. Yeah. Send us an email. That'd be awesome. Or anyone.
I think that's
all I've seen so far. I mean, obviously we had Hackett earlier in the year. I think Saturday is going to be let go here this week sometime.
Better be.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to plan on bringing him back unless Ursay's crazy. But Saints, I don't know what to do with. I'm guessing they'll probably keep Dennis Allen. Steve Wilks, we touched on. I would bring him back just because I don't know what else you're going to get as a coach. I really just don't know the coaching pool right now that people are going to pick from. I don't think they're going to go the college route. Many teams are going to go that college route anymore because we've seen that fail like the last two or three times.
Yeah, and I don't know, other than Harbaugh, who would even be in that discussion in college.
No one, I don't think.
Not Nick Saban.
Dabo?
Maybe Dabo?
Just because he hates the NIL now, but probably not. He's not going to pass up his salary that he makes there. He
seems like a guy that his...
Seems like another Urban that no one would like.
Yeah, it wouldn't work in the NFL.
No. Only a few coaches that works in the NFL. As we saw, Matt Rhule did not pan out. Urban Meyer did not pan out. Kingsbury has not panned out. The last one to pan out was Pete Carroll, but
yeah,
I believe so. I mean, Harbaugh had a good. He was good with the 49ers.
Yeah,
and he made a Super Bowl, but
I think I don't remember which one of him or Pete got the job first in the NFL, but they had their back and forth in college and kept it over in the NFL.
Yep, that's what that. Yeah, so it's gonna be a good offseason to say the least. We got to get through these playoffs. Exciting playoffs, and then the offseason. For me personally, I'm looking forward to one of the most exciting offseasons I think will be in a while. But
same. I'm hoping.
Both our teams got some good promise going into next year.
Maybe you need a corner or two for the Lions, and we're in business.
Yeah, perfect. Bears don't need a quarterback for the first time in ever, and that's the huge W.
That is, I still wish Justin Field was a Detroit Lion. Oh, man.
They might be able to get Stroud if he drops with that sixth pick.
I have been doing PFF mock drafts, and he's fallen a couple times. And,
if you want him, if they want him.
I don't think they'll take
him. I don't think they'll take him either. I think you got to ride with Goff. I think you got to. Just he played so well this year. The team's behind him. The offensive line loves him. I would just ride with Goff. It's not the sexy pick, but.
Run it back.
You'll have Jameson Williams. Jameson, what's his last name?
Williams? Yeah, Jameson Williams. Yeah.
Okay, Williams. Yeah, you'll have him back for a full year, and you just got to get him more involved. He was obviously on rep management this year, but yeah, get him more involved. Lions are looking good.
I'm wondering if they keep DJ Chark.
Yeah, that's...
Amon-Ra is obviously going to be back. Their wide receiver depth is a major strength.
It really is.
Amon-Ra, Chark,
I like Josh Brock Reynolds. Wright, tight end.
I'm wondering if they draft a tight end this year. There's some decent ones they could get later in the draft, but he's been decent. He's been a nice surprise.
I mean, Detroit does like to draft tight ends high, so I can see them. Getting the guy from Georgia, number six.
Oh no!
Well, they got six and what was the other one? 18.
6 and 18. Yeah.
I could see a tight end going at one of those spots.
I wouldn't hate one at 18. If they take one at six, I would be.
Yeah, six is a little too high. Yeah. But I agree. So there we go. Let's get this wild card weekend kicked off, and we'll see you next week.
One pride.
Bear down.
Oh, go Bengals as well. Go throw that in there. Who day?
Who day?